This is Wildlife Capsules, a brief presentation on issues affecting wildlife. I'm Jay Shell. The Gallatin Range extends 80 miles north-south from the Madison River in Yellowstone all the way to where I-90 crosses from Livingston to Bozeman. Although there are roads that invade the Gallatin from east and west, none crosses the spine of the range. It is an unbroken expanse where an adventurous hiker can spot elk herds, some bighorn sheep, a few grizzlies and black bear, mountain lion, and other wildlife. In June and July, you'll find high meadows laden with colorful fields of flowers, such as lupin, Indian paintbrush, viola, penstemon, phlox, larkspur, sticky geranium, and many others. From the north, the Gallatin can be accessed through Highlight Canyon, just south of Bozeman. At the end of the road is Highlight Reservoir, from which it is an easy hike up past several waterfalls to the Highline Trail. From the east, the best trailheads are at Mountain Sky Guest Ranch and up Big Creek, and also at the end of Tom Minor Basin, with a hike past the Petrified Forest up to the crest, just below Ramshorn Peak, elevation 10,289 feet. From the west, enter up Portal Creek near Big Sky and hike up to Windy Pass, where you'll be able to look down into Paradise Valley, and then west over to Lone Peak, elevation 10,000 feet, at Big Sky. Here you'll be standing in the middle of the Highlight Porcupine Wilderness study area, which has restrictions against motorized use of any kind. There has been a long-fought effort to get this area designated as a wilderness area, so as to give it permanent protection. So far, Congress has refused to act. Advocates argue that there are few untrammeled wilderness areas left in the lower 48, and that once lost, wilderness is lost forever. They aren't making any more of it. But wilderness is essential to preserve in an ever-expanding America. Motorized vehicles, four-wheelers, motorized bikes, snowmobiles are a disturbance to wildlife and constitute a negative effect in their use of the nearby area. Even non-motorized bikes create uninhabitable zones and should be kept out of wilderness areas. Hikers and horseback riders have a much more limited effect. There is a trail along the spine of the Gallatins. If you head in at Highlight, heading for Yellowstone, it would take a few days to get down to Mount Holmes in Yellowstone, near the end of your trip. But along the way, you'll encounter many forms of wildlife. So I hope you enjoy your trip. This has been Wildlife Capsules, presented by the Gallatin Wildlife Association. I'm Jay Shell. Thanks for listening.